ready to get naked?
I'm Kimberly Kane, and you're listening to The Naked Vibe Show, where you'll hear conversations with artists, musicians, healers, lovemakers, world shakers of all kinds, and get some great ideas for tuning your own creativity and intuition so that you can use them in very practical ways to live a life of excellence and joy and purpose. Today's show is sponsored by Rocket University with the online video course Beyond Religion, How to Pray and Get Answers. You'll find a link in the show notes on nakedvibes.com for a free video from that course to help you tune into your intuition and learn how to use it on a very practical level in your relationships, in your business, in all areas of your life. Today's show is an archive of a radio show that I did previously interviewing a fabulous artist by the name of Rhett Butler, and you'll hear all kinds of good stories and music from him. And I just want to kick it off with one of my favorite of his songs. Here is Shindo Scale.
I am so excited that I have my friend and amazing guitar player artist, Rhett Butler, here with me. Hey, Rhett.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing so great. I'm better that you're here now. That last song, Shindo Scale, is one of my favorites. I remember when you first played it for me, and I felt like it was so powerful and so exciting. And so I wanted to get us started with that. By the way, for listeners, Rhett is going to play live in the studio for us today, but I do have a couple of cuts that are recorded, and that was one of them. So tell us a little bit about Shindo Scale.
Oh, Shindo Scale is a very interesting story. It was the summer of 2005, and I was taking my family on a trip to Ireland, and we were in Heathrow Airport, I think in London, and there was news on the TV about an earthquake that had happened in Tokyo. And, well, I was standing there, and there was a stranger, just some guy, some random guy, he's an older gentleman, and he was just standing there in the airport with me, and he goes, you know, it's just a shame with all of this destruction and terrorism and all this trauma that's going on right now, people just can't live in peace right now. And I looked at him, and that's the only thing he said to me, and I just looked at him, and I said, thank you very much. And then I shook his hand. That's all I said to him. And I walked over and I got the guitar out of the case. We had a layover, you know, it was like 4-hour layover or whatever. And I went and got the guitar out of the case. And I wanted to see if I could interpret the earthquake on the guitar. And so what I did was I took the bottom string of the guitar and I tuned it down an extra fourth. So it was tuned down to A. So it's a real deep note. And then, so you hear that in the song. And I was really trying to get the feel of the earth and all that stuff. And then once I finished the tune, I said, you know, it needs more. And so that's when I came up with the idea to arrange it for the strings and to have the girls singing on it, you know, the different, because you hear two very distinct kind of voices. At the beginning of the song, you hear a young girl's voice, very innocent voice, and then it gets, as the song builds, she becomes more stressed, I guess you would say. And then when the part comes where you actually hear the earthquake hit, and everything comes in, and you hear the big drums come in, I use a different singer, and she really gave it that, was able to interpret that pain and that stress and that feeling that would go with something like that. And so I was really trying to be a little more, I was trying to be a little deeper. That whole CD This World was about that, you know, because I took that trip and I wrote the whole CD with the exception of three tracks. So I guess I wrote 10 of the songs from that CD during that 2-week period, and Shindo Scale was one of those tunes. And then when I got back is when we started developing the music with some other musicians and arrangers, like Mac Price helped me with the string arrangements and all that stuff. And because, you know, you've heard my music before, I've done a lot of solo playing, and I've always wanted to, and it's interesting that you would pick that song and that CD, because that's my favorite CD that I've worked on. And most of the people who listen to my music like that one the least.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Well, because I think, you know, sometimes as artists, or really just as people, people like to lock us into something that, you know, they see you in a certain way, and that is what you represent to them. And so you move out of that, and it's like, well, but no, he represents this other thing to me.
Right.
And knowing you for as long as I have, and seeing the different incarnations, so to speak, of what you're doing, I found it to be an incredible growth. I've watched this wonderful growth process from the first time I met you, and yes, doing your solo stuff, and then going in and meeting Mac and some of the other great players that we've both had the privilege to work with. Just seeing what those other energies do and how they shape you and bring out things in you. And one of the things I love about what you said with Shindo Scales, I remember that story about you saying, you know, that this guy had come up and said this, and you went, wait a second, thank you for that. That's exactly what I was talking about in the last hour, about listening in spirit, because this person said one sentence to you, but what you heard was this thread that's running through that and running underneath that, that spoke to you. And wow, it comes out so powerfully. And that's one of the things that I love so much about you, about your artistry, is that you do listen, and you really are such a clear and amazing channel for spirit with your music.
Thank you.
And I just love that process. And we'll talk about what that looks like, because if you haven't seen Rhett Butler, you need to see him to know what's really going on there. And we've got time to talk about all that. But I want to ask you, with that thought in mind of hearing that deeper or that inner voice, mm-hmm. or hearing the spirit within things underneath the words, and with that one experience, and there's so many others, tell me what that's like for you when you know that something higher is coming through you.
Well, I don't ever presume to think that, I never want to say, well, God is speaking through me in my music,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I don't know. I mean, maybe God has his work, is doing something else, or, you know, I never want to be so presumptuous or whatever. But I really do feel like there is, that's kind of the job, mm-hmm. of a musician or,
yes.
a performer, any kind of performer, is to take yourself out of it, the equation. I mean, your personality that you have and your ideas about music or whatever will certainly influence what you play or what you write. But if you can get to a place where you take as much of yourself out of it as you can possibly do, then I think it becomes a much deeper connection with the people who are listening, because
sure.
it becomes part of what they're putting into it while they're watching you. There's an energy that happens with an audience. It's very difficult in a studio to get that same
exactly.
kind of feeling,
mm-hmm.
but that's why it's in concert. You're in concert with the people who are there watching you. It's not you up on an ivory tower stage, mm-hmm. or whatever, performing for people to appreciate all these amazing things that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
What you're trying to do is you're trying to have an experience with those people, and you have the experience with them. And so if you can get to a place where you're, you know, you quiet yourself down, all of the Rhett Butler characteristics, mm-hmm. and you get those to shut down for a minute, then it just becomes about the music. And when somebody in the audience can experience that, that's what's going to make them have that memorable moment where they said, oh man, I associate this feeling with this concert that I saw one time, or I was watching this guitar player play, and it was such an emotional moment. And it's just, mm-hmm. and you're just looking for that one little thing. And like, for example, if you're playing a tune and it's a 5-minute song or whatever, or a 4-minute song or whatever it is, piece of music, and you're in the moment, and when you're really flowing, there'll be when I say flow, you understand when I say
sure.
flow, there'll be that moment where everybody there feels it.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel it. And that's what I enjoy the most. And that's, if you ever get a chance to watch me play and I start giggling or laughing,
it's a great moment.
It's because that's what I'm experiencing.
Yes.
You know, and because, you know, that's like, I didn't even have to think about doing that. Mm-hmm. That just happened, you know, and then people out there catch it as well. And then at the end of the song, you'll hear a collective from the audience. And that's, and then they'll have to take a moment to soak it in, and then there'll be an applause or appreciation or
sure.
whatever.
It's interesting. In the last hour, I also mentioned this book by Stephen Pressfield called The War of Art. And one of the things that he talks about is a true artist, the job of the true artist, like you said, is to get themselves out of the way.
Right.
And as you were saying, Rhett Butler is a big personality. I know that. But when Rhett Butler goes into the playing zone, when you get into that flow and you're in that zone, that's when, and as Stephen Pressfield talks about it, he says, you know, once when we do go into that zone, no matter how big our personalities are or the ego self out in the world,
mm-hmm.
that even a person with that large of a personality, when they're with their art, they're humbled, and that goes away.
That's interesting that you say it. I take cues from a lot of, like, there are guitar players that I aspire to be like, and there's one in particular that I think, and I'll get the chance to do a tour with him next year, but his name is Tommy Emmanuel. He's a world-famous acoustic player, and I hold him in the highest regard, and he's as good or better than any acoustic guitar player in the world. He's so amazing to watch. But when he performs, it's all way out. I mean, he's Elvis with the guitar. You know, he's just solo guitar, but he's doing this, you know, he's got all this energy going. And when you meet him in person, he's not really like that. He's just a real nice, quiet guy who whatever. And that's funny because you're right. I mean, I have this side of my personality. I like to go to sporting events and holler and yell and be obnoxious and play ice hockey and stuff like that. But when I go to perform, yeah, I'm exactly just the opposite. And like in between songs, if I'm explaining to the audience or telling jokes or whatever, I can be just as silly and joking around. But when it comes time to play the song, I'm a lot more introverted because I'm only trying to get to the music part of it. It's not as much about the show while I'm playing. It's about what I'm trying to play or what is trying to be played. How about that?
And so it sounds like a perfect time for us to go to that place and listen to some of what you do, because it's such a treat to have you here live with your acoustic guitar. And just to let you know, Rhett plays electric guitar and acoustic guitar, and sometimes he plays them both or two electric guitars at the same time. So there's a lot of amazing stuff that happens. Today we have the acoustic guitar, and what are you going to play for us?
Well, I want to play a brand new tune for you. This has just been recorded. It's going to be the title track from my upcoming CD. It's what we call fingerstyle guitar playing, which is more of a traditional approach. And I'll talk about some of the alternative approaches that I have to the instrument a little later. This has become like my third favorite song that I've ever written. I just love this little piece. I'll play for you. It's called Chasing Miracles.
Fantastic.
It goes like this.
Oh, yes. That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's always amazing. I'm able to look across at you and I can see that movement of something greater that comes through you. And more than that, I can feel it. I feel the emotion of it. And sometimes, you know, it's one thing when I'm watching you in concert, or even when I've had the pleasure of being on stage with you, you know, it's one thing to feel the emotion of that at that time. But sitting here having to do technical things and just looking up at you every now and then, the fact that I can still feel that coming through and I feel that emotion rising up in me, I know that others listening can. And what an amazing treat that is in the middle of the day to be able to experience it.
Well, you know, it's funny that you bring that up as well. This CD I've been working on, I did this project with an amazing accordion player named Joel Guzman. He's from Austin, and he was in the Jeff Bridges movie, the recent one. What was it called? About the singer. Gosh, I can't. They won an Oscar for it.
The one that he just won the Best Actor
for. Yes.
Well, I'd love to tell you.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, but this is the guy who was the accordion player in the band. So your listeners will recognize him from the movie, but he was playing a concert with Joe Ely. And I was the opening act.
Oh, good.
And this guy is always on, this accordion player makes appearances on Prairie Home Companion constantly. I mean, he's the number one guy. He's unbelievable. And after I played, he walked up to me. He says, wow, that was really an emotional experience. I just appreciate not only your technique, but all that the heart that you put into the music. And then I watched what he played, and they were just playing, you know, some singer-songwriter songs that Joe Ely does, and then he was filling in the stuff with the accordion, and it was like no other accordion music I had ever heard. You know, mm-hmm. I wasn't like the Oompa Loompa, you know, stuff, the polka stuff, you know. And
exactly.
It was just fantastic, and I said, it was so beautiful, and so I asked him, I said, would you be interested in playing on a CD with me? He's like, oh, it would be an honor. I said, wow, okay. So what I did is I recorded the guitar tracks and I emailed him, you know, like that song was one of them. I emailed him the MP3s so he could do the work on his studio or whatever.
Isn't that great that we can do that?
Oh, yeah, it's so easy.
It's amazing.
And so he says, well, do you want to send me some charts or some instructions? I said, nope. I don't want any. I want you just to take the song and play what you want on it, and let's just see what we come up with.
That's what I call put your own special sauce on it.
Yeah, and he sent me the first track back 2 days later, and when it came to the accordion break, the solo break, what he played in that part, it brought a tear to my eye. Mm-hmm. I got emotional just from that, and it was on a recording. It was so beautiful, and we were talking about that later, and he was like, what I was trying to do is I was trying to get in that headspace that you're in, or where I've seen you play and what you get like. I was trying to get in that same space. And it's really, really magic what we have for this record. This will be the best one yet.
And so when will that be done?
I just have to do the mixing on it. So, I mean, we're looking at 3 months, something like that.
Oh, good. Do you know the name of the CD yet?
Yeah, it's going to be called Chasing Miracles.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I know that you, that's really fitting for your life, especially, just knowing you personally. We'll talk about that a little more. Let me take a quick break to thank a couple of my sponsors, and we will be right back after this.
I want to take this opportunity to share with you an online course called Beyond Religion, How to Pray and Get Answers. It's a video course that you can use to tap into your highest levels of intuition and really using that in a practical way in every area of your life, whether it's in a job situation, a relationship, or whether you're going through a really deep, sorrowful, introspective, confusing time in your life. I created this when I was going through a really sorrowful time in my own life. And I thought, wow, how the heck do people go through this kind of thing when they don't have the skills and the tools? Because even when you do, it can be unbelievably difficult. So I decided to create something to help people go through those times. But like I said, you can even use this though to sharpen and hone your skills so that you're kind of a spiritual ninja in other words, to really just tap into your greatest strengths. So I'd love for you to check it out. It's called Beyond Religion, How to Pray and Get Answers. And you can find a link for it for a free video just to help you see what that course is all about here on NakedVibes.com. Check it out.
And we are back. I'm Kimberly Kane, and I am thrilled to have Rhett Butler in the studio with me today, playing live and talking about generally music and the way that the larger spirit and the greater consciousness channels through us as artists. And Rhett is certainly a person who does that, and it is always such an incredible pleasure to watch and listen to him. He was just telling us about his new CD coming up, and it is called Chasing Miracles, mm-hmm. right?
Chasing Miracles.
Yeah, and I know that you have a lot of things that you work on in your personal life that are very inspiring to you as a musician and an artist, and also very challenging to you as well. Mm-hmm. So Chasing Miracles, you know, I know that that's not just an arbitrary title, and
right,
it's got a
no.
much larger meaning.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about where that comes from.
Sure. Well, I mean, I have a little brother, Ashley, who's a 28-year malignant brain tumor survivor, but during the last 5.5 years, he's been fighting a new kind of cancer that resulted from the radiation he received when he was a baby. It's a type of cancer called sarcoma. And it's a muscle cancer and very dangerous type of cancer. And basically all of the treatments that they've tried so far have been ineffective. And we've been racing against the clock trying to find something that works for him. And so that's been going on for, gosh, I mean, I have a hard time remembering what life was like 6 years ago when, you know, we weren't dealing with this on a day-to-day basis. And it's influenced so much of my, not only my personal life, but also my professional life. It's a big part of the reason why I do most of my performing here in Texas is because I like to stay near home. Because I like to be where Ashley is and where the family is and all that stuff. It's just a comfort level thing.
And he's such an inspiration to you, I know.
Yeah, he is. That's my best buddy, you know. I mean, he's 30 years old, but because of his disabilities, he's really also kind of 10 or 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we get to hang out and act like kids,
and
you know.
Do fun stuff. Yeah.
I mean, we dressed up for Halloween. We were Boss Hogg and Roscoe P. Coltrane, you know. I mean, how good is that?
How good
know?
Is that? That's
yeah.
right.
And so that's kind of what we do. And so I spend a lot of my time, I pay for his medical bills when I have to. I take him on trips when it's appropriate. And I try to, you know, make sure that he's well, you know, his spirits are up and he's still in the mood to keep fighting, because we're just not going to give up until we find something that works.
Mm-hmm.
And we've traveled to the other side of the planet to do it. We've, you know, been all over the place. And so that's what I mean by chasing miracles,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And so,
you know, and it's interesting too, because there's the side of it where chasing miracles, and you have done a lot of that, and there's so much love that you have for Ashley, yeah. and your desire to help him live his best life, the highest quality life that he
right.
can have. And then there's the other side of that fence that says, you know, Ashley is the miracle, that he's here and that he inspires
right.
you so much, and then you in turn inspire us. And so, again, it's just the way, it's the way that spirit uses us and travels through
well,
us.
Well, I mean, like, for example, a month and a half ago, I was invited to go on the sports radio station here in Dallas, okay, called The Ticket. And the show I went on is a bunch of guys who are goofballs that talk about sports and jokes and
guys. Yeah,
guy,
I used to work with
humor.
Mike Reiner at the zoo.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what was going on is I was promoting this new box set of CDs, which are the five CDs that I put out during the last 5 years. And it's the Kid from Kilkenny collection. Mm-hmm. Ashley is the Kid from Kilkenny. And I put the box set out to help pay for Ashley's cancer treatments because his insurance would no longer cover the treatments that he was getting. And so I took on that responsibility. And I mean, this is just a small example of how art works. So I'm just a simple guitar player. I play instrumental guitar music, right? There are no country lyrics or no beer drinking songs or anything. It's just instrumental guitar. But I was invited to go on the radio show on the ticket. I told them what I was doing. I played a couple of songs. And within an hour of me being on that radio show, there were orders for $8,000 worth of box sets from people who listened to a sports radio show.
I love it.
And so he really does inspire people,
yes.
You know, and to see that, it just amazes me. And that happens. It happens all the time when I'm trying to do things that are for that reason, mm-hmm. things really come easily.
And tell us how can people order that and your other things? Where do they go?
The best way to do it is to go to my website, repbutler.org was already gone.
Yeah.
And so with a name
Rhett
like
Butler.
That, who would have thunk, right?
Yeah, right.
And so they can go there and they can browse through all the music and you can buy it on iTunes and all that stuff.
Yeah, good.
And so, but that's gone really well. I mean, it's been very expensive and it's money that I had never had before. And then when I needed it the most, it was provided.
It really works that way.
Yeah.
It really, really works that way.
And what happens is you have that, like I had that idea to do that. And I just happen to have the kind of personality whenever I get an idea like that, I say, if it's the idea, I've told you stories about this before, but when I get an idea that's so strong like that, I follow through with it.
It
works.
An idea with you is as good as done. It's happening. Yeah. It's pretty amazing. So, would you like to play something off of the new upcoming CD, or do you want to play something for us that people can order right now?
You want me to play something live?
I'd love for you to play something, unless you want to go to your other tune.
I don't know. You pick, Kim. What do you want to do?
Let's hear you play something live,
sure.
And then how about if you give us another tune, and then we'll go to another one that I've got queued up.
Okay.
That's got more instrumentation on it.
Sure,
How's that?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Well, I want to play you a little something that people always want to talk about, the technical side of my playing, which includes a lot of the two-hand stuff.
Yes.
And so I just want to play just a little bit of that. So what you'll hear is you'll hear my left hand playing some things, and then you'll hear my right hand playing some different things to get a bigger sound. And this was this tune was inspired by going to watch the River Dance one time.
Oh, cool. All right.
It's called the Kelly.
Yes.
Oh, a couple of mulligans. Give me a couple chances to fix those notes.
I don't think anybody would be worried about what needed to be fixed. It's just always so great to hear what comes through, and you don't even notice anything that needs to be fixed if it does.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So let's go to this next song. Mm-hmm. And actually, before I do that, because you were just talking about the visual there, and people do really... listening to Rhett Butler is one thing, but seeing Rhett Butler is a whole different level. So I want to be sure that people know where they can go to see you. You've got videos on YouTube, yes?
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of stuff on YouTube that people have filmed, you know, just sitting in the audience. And some of them are pretty good quality. So you can just go to YouTube and type in Rhett Butler or Rhett Butler guitar. And, you know, probably 50, 60 videos that'll come up.
And if you see a picture that looks black and white with a mustached man and a woman leaning over, that would not be the right Rhett Butler.
Right. Right.
So yeah, you need to go to the right place. Can they access any of those videos through your website right
sure.
now?
Sure. If you go on my website, rhettbutler.org, there's a video page that has a link to all the videos that I have uploaded, which are generally a little better quality.
Yeah, absolutely.
And everything that you got.
Well, and the thing is, what you really do want to go and watch these videos, believe me. And if you can catch Rhett live, that's the best, because he does things with the guitar that you're not expecting. One of the things that I thought the first time that I saw you, I thought, wow, he plays it kind of like a piano. He's got both hands going and in different ways than what most people are used to seeing with a guitar player. So it's quite fascinating.
Thank you.
And the tapping method that you use, describe that briefly so that they can kind of know what they need to go
sure.
and see.
Sure. Well, the whole idea is... I can demonstrate it a little bit better on electric guitar, but I guess here on the acoustic should work okay. The way you traditionally play a note on the guitar is you select the note with your left hand and you provide the energy with your right hand. And so you get this kind of sound, the plucking sound. Well, what I've done is instead of plucking it with my right hand, I just hit it down and hammer it with my left hand. So I do both. I pick the note and I supply the energy with the same hand. So I get that kind of sound. So the difference is the two sounds. And so what I can do...
And those are some incredibly strong fingers, by the way, that are able to do that.
I guess, you know, I mean, maybe so, but I don't feel like I'm hitting it that hard.
Ask a beginning guitar player.
Right.
And when they bring that hammer down, there's nothing and it just sits there.
Right. Well, I mean, that just comes from years and years and years of dealing with it or working on it. And so instead of doing like on that last song, if you were to play it traditionally, it might sound like... But... Is the different... And the sound. And so what that does, it frees up my right hand to use the same techniques on some of the lower strings.
And it does sound very different. Yeah. So you're able to supply a lot more energy into the same song as one person
right.
than having a band with several people doing it. So that's another cool thing. When you hear Rhett's music recorded, I know that one of the things that my husband first remarked about and he tells people, he says, now the people, he goes, this is not a multi-track. This is one track with one dude. and that's what is really remarkable. So let's listen to one of those recordings. Do you want to set this up, or do you want to talk about
it? Yeah, I want to set this one up a little bit, because you had talked to me about which songs might be appropriate for what we were doing. And this one, All the Love, was from the In This World record. And I had written, I had the music for it, an idea for the music, and I was really getting into playing on the dobro. And so a dobro is, of course, using a slide guitar. And what happened was I was so inspired by that trip that I took that I wrote a piece of poetry, which is the first time I had ever attempted to do anything like that. And so the CD title was In This World. And so I thought, well, what would be better than to have the poem in English, but then every other line in some other language? And so we found a bunch of people that spoke a bunch of different languages and had it translated and put this big piece together that I really enjoy, and it's very different and kind of like, wow, what is that?
But cool. So it's great to hear the creative process that goes into creating a song. Let's listen to it. This is All the Love They Can Get from Rhett Butler's CD, In This World.
In this world,
hope is given by those who use it most.
A mother, a child in a difficult fight to be clear of.
一对母子祈求着摆脱饥饿.
Hunger for those without means.
기대하지 인도 가버네.
Homes and still lives swallowed by the earth and sea.
하이즈 en nog leven opgeslokt door aarde en zee.
Was deemed worthy by man's God.
Men forgetting the place of God's man.
Ishare dudke manush bhule geche.
就这样一个世界，简单的一个世界.
Just the world, simply a world.
And yet, astonishingly, our world.
Peut-être sommes-nous unique.
Perhaps unique are we.
Recording history while history records our actions.
How do we leave this world?
Va a haber fin para la guerra.
Is there an end to war?
God's reconciled.
Our homes rebuilt and lives restored.
家园是否会重建? 饥饿是否会远去?
Means afforded to those who may starve.
A cure for an ailing child.
A prayer for the vigilant mother.
El mulo de Tejave.
A debt to be paid.
History will tell.
For the hope these give to all.
Through struggle,
经过奋斗,
suffering, and pain.
忍受和苦难.
It is not optional.
Alternative.
The price is love.
Need all the love they can get.
In this world.
In deze wereld.
In this world. Ye dunya me.
In this world.
Dans cette monde.
In this world.
在这个世界上.
In this world.
In this world.
All the Love They Can Get from Rhett's album, In This World. You can find a link for it in the show notes on nakedvibes.com. I so love all the different voices and languages that are recorded in that. And it just really shows that we are all alike. We all need love. It is the universal language. Music is the universal language. And when we intend love, we change the world. I've heard some people say that love is not enough. I continue to say that love is always enough, because everything else, when it's born out of love, it changes the way that we look at things, experience things, do things. So love comes first. And being able to love at that level, it comes from being naked and vulnerable. So yeah, we all need all the love we can get, all the love you can get. Amen to that.
Naked Vibes.
Let me try a brand new one.
Let's do it.
I'll do another one from the Chasing Miracles CD. And I've never even performed this one in a gig. I recorded it, and then I've been working on it to get it ready to really perform it, but I haven't yet. And so we'll see if I can pull it off.
Oh, I think that sounds great. So this is a debut then?
Yeah, this is a debut.
Oh, perfect.
It's a brand new tune. It's called Fitzwalter.
All right.
It goes like this.
Thank you.
Almost.
Almost. I'd say that that went really, really well. And it's so funny sitting here with you because I'm watching you shake your head like, ah, I missed that. And the thing is, anybody listening is going, wow. And nobody's even thinking about or even hearing those things that you missed. But I know how that is, though.
Sure,
I know how that
course.
Is. I mean, you know what you're intending to do and what you're intending to put out. But on
it's new music, you know.
Exactly.
It's like some tunes you've played a thousand times or whatever. You can
sure.
do them on cruise control. But
that's wonderful. I love it. I can't wait for this new CD to come out. I'm really excited about it.
Me too. It's quite good.
Well, on the last show, I was just fresh on the heels of seeing Jeff Beck in concert mm-hmm. a couple of weeks ago. And I was talking about last week what a truly transcendent experience that was. It was... as opposed to just going and sitting and watching a band, it was more like the audience was immersed in the experience mm-hmm. of Jeff and his musicians and getting to participate in something very intimate, even though we were at Verizon Theater.
Right.
And, you know, he is certainly one of those players who channels that huge. It's like we all have a pipeline, and it's like, how much are we going to open the pipeline to mm-hmm. allow it to flow through? And he has got a big, big pipeline. So I enjoyed
he's great.
Very much watching that flow come through and just fill up that theater mm-hmm. and some amazing players. So I thought it was, after talking about that last week, really appropriate to have on another instrumental guitar player to kind of illustrate that live and here. And so I really appreciate you being
sure.
here. So I want to be sure that we give people some really good music samples of you. We have a little bit of time left, and I think what we should do is spend that with another song from you. So here's something. What would you like to do?
I think I'm going to play a tune called Mantooth.
All right.
It's another Celtic thing, just because I happen to be in the right tuning for it. It was written for a friend of mine who used to come watch me play at Barnes & Noble's years ago.
And I know this is from a CD called A New Way Home,
yeah,
right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you can buy that off of Rhett's website, rhettbutler.org. Make a note of that. So here's Rhett with Mantooth.
Thank you.
Rhett Butler.
You can find links to Rhett's music in the show notes on nakedvibes.com.
Thank you so, so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Kim.
I really enjoyed it, as always.
This show is sponsored by Rocket U with the online video course Beyond Religion, How to Pray and Get Answers. You'll find a link in the show notes on nakedvibes.com for a free video on how to better understand your intuition and tune your vibe so that you can use it in a very practical way. You have the freedom to be naked and unashamed about who you truly are. Stand in the truth, love big, and you are aligned with the greatest power in the universe. I'm Kimberly Kane, and this is Naked Vibes.